Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Etheria Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. I am your host for the show. Yesterday, we brought you some information about 9/11, and we started our show on Fifth Avenue, and we were at 58th. It's, if you ever have a chance to visit New York, it's a wonderful sight to see. There's a park there where you can sit in front of the buildings, and we talked about that yesterday, but I wanted to just do a follow-up on that and an update so that you can know that we're hitting some of the points here in Manhattan. So Manhattan is an island, and we're here in Manhattan on Fifth Avenue today. We're in front of the New York Public Library. It's on 41st Street, and there's a library walk. If you wanted to take one of the entryways into the library, it's a grand entrance. And you can walk right up to one of the most beautiful buildings in Manhattan and also read a lot of plaques that they have on the sidewalk to learn all about some of the poet and the poetries and the books that that were available and some of the readings that they thought was most unique for these plaques. Today, Etheria Parenting would like to bring you a topic for our mature audience. We rate the show PG today because it's of sexual content. We are at Etheria Parenting find it necessary sometimes to discuss topics that appeal to parents and our teenage audience more so than some of our other shows that it's for a general audience. So today we're talking about STDs and transfers, and some of you may have heard of transfers and know of transfers as transfers with body fluid. And we're going to go ahead and start with some information that we collected from the website. As we did our research, we were able to go to www.mayoclinic.org, and you can / disease conditions and sexually transmitted disease, STDs, basic definitions. So we have a definition here of sexually transmitted disease. So sexually transmitted diseases, or STDs, or STI, which is sexually transmitted infections, are generally acquired by sexual contact. The organism that causes sexually transmitted diseases may pass from person to person in blood, semen, or vaginal or other body fluids. Some such infections can also be transmitted non-sexually, such as from mother to infant during pregnancy or childbirth, and through blood transfusions and other shared needles. It is possible to contract sexually transmitted diseases from people who seem perfectly healthy, people who in fact are not even aware of being infected. Many STDs cause no symptoms in some people, which is one of the reasons experts prefer to term sexually transmitted infection or sexually transmitted disease. So now that we have a general idea of what we're talking about, STDs, sexually transmitted or non-sexually transmitted diseases, we wanted to go on and talk about a slang word that we have here, and it's called transfers. We learned this word in New York, and they are talking about transfers, and when they refer to this word as transfer, it's a street term, it means non-sexual transmitted disease and or non-sexual transmitted infection. So basically you didn't have intercourse, or the fluid wasn't transferred during intercourse, but you had other words like slum, spot on, drips, or slime transmitted to you during some type of sexual nature or content. So we went on to research further at www.forensicaccess, and that's the co.uk, body fluids, forensic science, sexual assault, rapes, etc. When you go to that particular website, you'll find many paragraphs on sexual assault or rape. And so what was the most influential for me at this site is that they discussed the possibility of sexual transfer, whether there's penetration or not. So the passage reads that during a sexual assault or rape, man to woman, the semen of the assailant may or may not be transferred, whether or not sexual penetration took place. So a lot of times there are possibilities of having sexual relations without having semen transferred, or the possibility of having a relationship without the presence of the transfer. So when you find that someone did, you know, you thought they ejaculated, but you don't see any evidence, it's possible that was sexual relations without a transfer. But when you thought that there was ejaculation and there was evidence and you wanted to get a rape kit, then you do a swab, and then basically you can collect data for the forensic scientist to find the source of your infection or the source of the body fluid, because not all the body fluid is infected and not all of the, you know, sexual, you know, attacks yield body fluid. So because of these differentials, some people may feel like, I took a bath, you know, I already showered, or I used some type of, you know, insert to cleanse my area. So there's no, you know, there's no fluid there, you know, or a transfer happened where I was taken care of safely because, you know, my family know how to make sure that I'm healthy. We have some type of spiritual guide that keeps us from having any type of drip or spot on. So therefore, we, you know, don't have these things if people try to kill us in this way. So we are watching that forensic scientists would like to, you know, examine some of the people that are abused because they can't look. And once they cite the evidence, and if they say, hey, this semen is not from that attacker, then this is also another form of transfer. Then the transfer means they still can cite the source. And because there was evidence at your site, then the forensic scientists can track that source. And so you still are going to get help, no matter if it seems as though the data is, you know, not, you know, from the same source. It doesn't make you, you know, a bad word or, you know, a person that sleeps around. You're not lying. If the evidence doesn't look, you know, the same, if it doesn't add up, you know, it doesn't make you a liar. It makes the attacker a more organized type attacker, or a professional attacker, making it seem as though, you know, body fluids from someone else that he attacked, or maybe that he had had sex with, was on your body, and that you couldn't actually, you know, frame him for his sexual assault. So sometimes he could be dirty, and someone else could have a hair from off of the attacker, or could have some semen or some female body fluid on you, and it seems as though you did something else. If there's more than one person present here, you know, so we have to make sure that you're not scared to go to the doctors when you need a lab done, because the doctors can trace the source, and that you'll find in this particular research. And so we went on and we did some more research. You're here at A Theory of Parenting on Blog Talk Radio. My name is Tammy Joyner. And we were talking there, they were talking about at, it was www.tasanetnet.com. And this is the Knowledge Center details. And if you go there, you'll find all about different types of body fluid. You'll find out about DNA, and you'll also find about digital penetration. So that's a new topic that, you know, deserves a lot of research and deserves a lot of feedback. And once you find out more about that, you're going to, you know that there are different types of penetration as well. So it's in the first paragraph there, and it says something about, as our understanding of DNA transfer increases, DNA analysts and sexual assault nurse examiners begin advising the collection of suspect underwear along with penile swabs from the suspect if a limited time period has elapsed. Okay, perhaps 36 hours has passed between the assault and the apprehension of the suspect. In addition, finger swabs, in the case of digital penetration, could also be collected from the suspect. These examples are tested as they can demonstrate the presence of the victim's DNA on the suspect, thus linking the two individuals. So the big deal is trying to link individuals who were involved in this sexual assault or any type of a sexual, non-sexual transfer or any type of body fluid or body matter. So sometimes playing these feelings games can get a transfer. And so you like to, you know, go around and you play a physiological experience. You do feelings. You know, you have touches with other people. And sometimes, you know, if they're happy or if they're not happy, they can also give you a body fluid. And so we want to worry about how that is happening and how we can go to forensic scientists and show the evidence, and the evidence will cite the sources. So no matter how it happens, sexual or non-sexual, you have to get an exam when you're experiencing any symptom of STD, because it's going to yield evidence to, you know, the examiners that something is going on. The more people that go in, the more people, you know, that tells about a drip or has a biopsy of a drip or a swab of a drip will also let them know what kind of infection is in the region, who's transferred the infection, what nation is doing it, what race is doing it, if it's a hate crime, and we can get this targeted and we can get it stopped. So hopefully you'll research these topics even more and get in-depth information, but we wanted to cite it because here in New York we're experiencing words like Slimer, Spot, and different types of information that we used early on to talk with our kids when we didn't know everything, you know, and use some of this Pokemon terminology. So I want you to go ahead and research even further, you know, and we'll get back to you as we learn more and as more develop, because we want to stay healthy and we want to keep our body safe, and we don't want to, you know, discourage you from reporting, because every time, you know, there's a conflict of evidence, you still have to say that it's still happening and we need to get to the bottom of this. So this is, my name is Tammy Joyner. I'm here at A Theory of Parenting. We wanted to bring you this topic. It's a sensitive topic. It's a hot topic. And if you can call us or write us in or, you know, log more into the database on the web, we'll still be looking. And I hope that you learned something here, and I hope that you'll, you know, post what you've learned so that we can learn more. Until next time.